It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, I'm going to bust myself right off the bat because I actually, when I think about urinary leakage, dribbling, incontinence, etc., my mind automatically goes to, it's a female problem. I have women come into my office all the time, and not right off the bat with these folks, but sooner or later we get to that, this is an issue. But I've got Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the lovely Dr. T. We're going to talk about urinary leakage, dribbling, or incontinence in men.
Well, Holly, it's good to be with you. And this is really for men only, because we're going to be talking about male secrets, like why the urine sometimes lands up on the wall instead of in the toilet bowl and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
ladies,
get your men to come on, but then put your fingers in your ears for 10 minutes, because this is a for guys' ears only kind of a show. So, except you, Holly.
All right. I'm going to stay with us. I'm going to stay right here with you.
There you go. So let's talk about a couple things. You know, people figure it's like the penis is like a hose, and where you point it, the urine goes, and it's all well and good. And for a lot of a man's lifetime, that's exactly how it is. But what it is, until the pressure builds up to a certain point, just like in a hose, it may not shoot straight. And so when you see stuff all over the place, it's not because the guys aren't aiming. It's just because sometimes things don't go where we aim. So... and then as men get into their 40s, 50s, and we start to see prostate enlargement, you're going to see that the guys will have issues where sometimes after you pee, what's the medical saying? No matter how you shake or dance, the last few drops go down your pants. So that's from a medical textbook. So it's so part of that comes from the prostate enlargement. Urinary sphincter gets a little tight. There are simple things that can be done. For that one, for you guys who have that issue, take a cue from the ladies. Most guys don't know the ladies' secrets, which is after they pee, they will often use some toilet tissue and just dab down there where the urine comes out before they walk away from the toilet bowl. And after you pee, you can do the same as a guy. If you have dribbling issues at the end, just dab with the toilet tissue. One of the bigger problems that guys will have that's more embarrassing as they get the prostate enlargement, and it's one that guys don't talk about, is sometimes towards the end of the urine stream or even towards the beginning, while where it used to be that it would land up missing the toilet bowl because it squirts to the side or the left or right, it sometimes will dribble down the front of the pants. And all it takes when a guy is standing there at the urinal when he's done to really spoil a man's day is all it takes is 4 or 5 drops. You know, it looks like there's a whole ocean there on the front of the guy's pants. Or as they get even older, you'll notice great-grandpa kind of having a funny smell across the room. Now, there is a simple medical technique for dealing with that, and it's called the urine or pee shield. So, guys, when you're holding with one hand and you're holding the hose over there, take the 4 fingers of your other hand, or even the 5, and just put it right in front of the, you know, right below the tip of the penis. You'll find that in those rare times when a couple drops decide to fly backwards, it'll hit the back of your hand instead. And you will always walk away from the urinal without having to look at your pants to see if you got a little bit on you. So it's a simple thing, and then, of course, wash your hands after. Because for most guys who have this with prostate enlargement, it's not a common thing, but just the worrying about it, even if it happens a small percent of the time, is enough to really, some guys are afraid to stand up to pee. So these are just a couple simple things that can make a big difference in terms of function and also in terms of not walking out of the bathroom to the restaurant with the front of your pants wet. So these are a couple simple guy tips. The ladies can listen back in again. And we'll talk about some of the other things to do for prostate enlargement and also for the different kinds of incontinence.
All right. So, yeah, I'm so glad you're here because, that tip I would have, even as a medical doctor, I would have never, ever thought of or I don't even think come across or read about.
Well, it's a funny thing, Hope. We think that guys are a lot more unabashed about talking about, you know, things like sex, and we have a locker room conversation that gets really bawdy. For ladies, have a rumor of being more delicate unless guys are listening. But the are not listening. But the thing is, even though guys are unabashed about some things, we're really abashed about others. For example,
right.
Sexual functioning, erectile dysfunction, until they had a treatment for it. Who's going to talk about that? And for this one, it's another thing. Quite as it should have when they're 20.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum back. We just had a little technical difficulty, but as he was saying, you know, I think that one of the things that it's important to understand with men, the concept or the thought that perhaps they're unabashed about things, but abashed about others, and certainly erectile dysfunction and perhaps incontinence, there are things that we just need to be sensitive to. And I think for listeners out there, encouraging you to be open with your doctor, because we're ready to hear it all. I mean, in my opinion, we're waiting. And sometimes perhaps we don't have a great clinical acumen to actually pull out and tease out things that people are just scared to talk about. They're embarrassed to talk about, and they don't really have, you know, sort of much to, they don't have much to. Are you there, Dr. Teitelbaum?
And you see, this is such a secret thing for men that the Men's Secret Society even got us disconnected right there. So, but the truth will out.
That's right. I'm glad you're back. I was just reemphasizing the unabashed and abashed things. And I think it's important. And I was just saying for listeners, we as doctors, we want to know these things and we're ready. And hopefully, you know, we create a safe place so we can actually get in and get to the bottom of the root cause of some of these things. But I love what you're saying. Keep on going.
So let's talk a bit about prostate enlargement. It's a really common issue. And what many men think of prostate enlargement, there's some basic things. Zinc and vitamin A, very important. You want to optimize that. Amino acids, alanine, glycine, glutamine, glutamic acid. Basically, there's a good vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder. That's a great multi for anybody. One drink replaces 50 tablets. And people are good to go. It has 50 key nutrients. The herbs, a couple herbs are remarkable. The herb angelica for both men and women. And you need to use a form. The one that I recommend is called Saga Pro. It's by Europharma.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. So for male
is.
Or female, if you have urinary leakage and issues, take the Saga Pro. It can make a remarkable benefit. For the prostate problems, the herb saw palmetto, 160 milligrams twice a day, can be as or more effective than the medications after about 6 weeks of use. And simple things like going for walks. If you walk for 2 to 3 hours a week, that's associated with a 25% lower risk of prostate enlargement. So a couple simple things can make a big difference. And mind if you take 2 minutes to talk about some medications, or 1 minute?
Sure, absolutely.
If you're using medication Proscar, which is for the urinary issues, a simple tip is instead of 5 milligrams a day, one half of a tablet 3 times a week has pretty much the same benefit. Less cost, less side effects. And for taking testosterone, which is used in the bioidentical, is a very healthy thing, I think, for men with low testosterone. But more is not better. There's this push to get people a testosterone high because it's good for business and it keeps people coming back. It's like a drug. But if you use a proper amount, what you'll do is lower blood pressure, lower diabetes, help your prostate function, decrease your risk of heart disease, and it's very, very healthy. So don't get sucked into one of these things where they're giving massive doses, especially now with the pellets. One major company is pushing for twice the appropriate, in my humble opinion, dose. So it's a very good thing, but more is not better. Holly?
All right. We got about 20 seconds. Give us a lead out. What's the biggest thing that you want to tell these folks, these men?
There's treatments for everything. Just use simple tips. Use muscle exercises similar to Kegel. Use a hand shield, and you'll never be peed on again.
All right. That's Dr. Teitelbaum. Always great to have you. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.